A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Simon from What Culture here with the one and only Devon Dudley. How are we doing, my man?
I'm doing good, man. Not bad at all.
Absolutely. I'm going to lie. This is very, very surreal for me because I must have been watching you on television for, what, 25 years?
About 25, almost close to 30.
I mean, that's crazy because I get it's a somewhat of a generic question, but could you ever have envisioned that when you first go to train to be a pro wrestler, here you would be in 2024, still involved, still having a name, all of those things?
No, I honestly thought I'd be done by the time I was 30.
Did you really?
Yeah. And
Why was that, man?
I just never thought seeing a career that long.
Crazy.
And I'm 51 now, so there you go.
But that, I mean, was that because the, I mean, again, I don't know what the exact timelines were, but that's because ECW kind of, not only ran out of steam, but it just came to its natural end. Did you think once ECW goes, that's it for you?
No, I just thought maybe when I was actually done with WWE.
Oh, really?
But I didn't know how long I was going to be in WWE for.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So it wound up being almost 20 years. So, you know, it's something that I'm very proud of and honored to be able to do that. So, yet again, when I thought my career wasn't going to last this long, I was young. I wasn't even in the business yet. But I always said I was going to become a professional wrestler. So that's why I thought it was going to be 30 years of age. Because, again, I'm a kid, so I don't know. I'm not putting everything in perspective.
Yeah, because, obviously, you know, you've worked everywhere. But then, obviously, you had the run behind the scenes as well with WWE.
Absolutely.
So you've now seen it from every single perspective, which is kind of incredible.
Yes, but there is, you know, I haven't done the Triple H era.
It's true.
You know, I've been through the Vince era, but I would love to get a crack at, you know, maybe even possibly, you know, doing the Triple H era, so to speak.
Yeah.
So, you know, you never know. You know, I had fun when I was there, even during the Vince era. At times, it was extremely stressful, but, you know, we got through it and did what we had to do. But I never just got a chance to feel that new era.
Yeah. Do you think you go back? Do you think there's an opportunity to do that? Or is it up in the air? Who knows what's around the corner?
It's, you know, it's an opportunity that, you know, if it presents itself, then so be it. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and not listen and make a business decision.
Yeah.
There was no beef on my part with WWE. I went on Twitter and I, you know, announced that and this and that. I had fun with everybody that I worked with, whether it was in the ring or outside the ring. Had no issues with management or anything soever, so it was just time to part ways, and we did.
And of course, you've been through quite the, I don't know if personal ordeal was the right term, but you had all those surgeries and stuff.
I only had one.
Well, it was one big surgery.
Yeah.
It was on your back, correct?
It was on my back. It was, they fused L4, L5, and S1. I didn't know my back was that messed up. I just knew that I was feeling pain running down my leg. And then we took the x-rays and all of that, and the pain became more and more intense. So that was when they noticed the disc had to be ripped out, and they put titanium bolts and screws. So I'm like a bionic man.
It's kind of cool, though, in a weird way, right? It's kind of cool.
I'm not mad at it.
But also it kind of shows, again, I'd imagine nobody would actually choose this, but it goes to show what you did, man, right? It's a battle scar. It's what you got from your days of war or whatever.
It all depends. I wish I knew how I got the battle scar. It could have been numerous bumps. It could have been one particular bump. You'll never know.
Yeah.
But people ask me if I had a chance to do it all over again. Would I? No.
You got to be an accountant or something,
I'm not
right?
I'm going to give the answer that everybody else gives. I wouldn't change it for the world. Yes, I would.
Absolutely. Just do like no bumps ever, right? Just clotheslines and slams. Everyone else could take the bumps for you.
Young and dumb and not realizing. I just got to get, I want to prove that I can do this, I can do that. Now you're sitting on the sideline going, damn, it hurts.
It does, man. So obviously you must get asked this question all the time. I want it from more of a feeling point of view. One half of the best tag team ever, absolutely, and the conversation. Do you think there's any chance that you and Bubba can do a big last match, a big retirement thing, or do you even want to do it at this stage? Like,
well, we just did it last night at the ECW Arena.
Of course. Yeah, but like, you'd foresee... Well, actually, tell me about that experience. We'll go reverse way. How was that last night?
Well, it was great. I mean, I had a good time. You know, it was against Tommy Dreamer and Onita. We had fun, and, you know, it was something that I don't think the fans ever thought they would see again.
Yeah.
But we made it happen, and some of us are a little overweight. Some of us are bald.
That's me. He's talking about me.
And, you know, our knees are not the same anymore and this and that, but we did what we had to do, and we got through it.
Absolutely, man.
So, you know, I was very happy to be in there with those guys. Dreamer, Onita, and, of course, Bubba.
Yeah, three legends. I mean, in their own respective fields, right?
Absolutely.
And you were there, obviously, at the Hall of Fame as well. Mm-hmm. Was it surreal, just given that, you know, ECW has still maintained its magic 25 years on or whatever, to see the leader of it all kind of get inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame?
It wasn't surreal. I mean, you always knew that he would go in just because of all of his accomplishments and what he's meant to the business.
Yeah.
I think I was more surprised and thought it was a surreal moment when I heard his speech. Some of the things that were coming out of his mouth. And we got the live raw version because we weren't on TV, so they couldn't bleep it out. Wow.
I heard one line about... I'm not allowed to say it on YouTube either. I'm amazed he's there on live television. But that's Paul Heyman, right?
Somehow, that's Paul Heyman. Somehow or another, somebody will get a hold of that whole thing in its entirety and pretty much post it up there.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to care either, right, would be my guess.
No, I don't think Paul. Like he said, he's been canceled before. He'll come back bigger and stronger.
Absolutely, man. Well, I just want to say it's been an absolute pleasure. I've been watching you for so long on TV. So to get to Neil here next year, which is also kind of surreal, is absolutely awesome. So thank you very much, man, for just entertaining me for years.
It feels like Superman, Neil before Zod.
That's right. Superman is the best one. Superman 2. It actually is the best one. And then they did the remake with Zod. It wasn't the same.
You try to remake, it doesn't work. It's no. Like trying to make the remake of the Dudleys. It'll never work if you try it.
Dude, some people have tried as well. We won't get into names. Some people have tried to do that.
Listen, some people have tried to use our moves and effed it up worse than we ever did.
Well, actually, I'll ask you one question, then I'll leave you alone. But that was one of the smartest things you guys ever did. That 3D was protected like crazy. I used to love that. And obviously, when you did the thing with Chris Sabin in TNA and he kicked it, oh, man, I loved all of that. It was so good.
It was, you know, done and created back in the day where people's finishes were respected.
Yeah.
There was no question about not kicking out or not selling it even after it was done.
Yeah.
You know, you sold it and you never kicked out of it. And you were very special if we did let you kick out of
it. You did. Three times, was it, total?
No, it was twice.
Oh, was it twice? There you go. I added an extra one. In my own head, I added an extra one. So do you think that, and this will be my last question, but you've got a mind I'll never have. Do you think that's something that's kind of gone away from wrestling these days, as a finisher, being a finisher, exclamation point?
Not really. It all depends on how you lay it out.
Right, okay.
You know, so you can kick out of it and basically go in as another sequence and then hit it for the final time.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody's going to have a great finishing move where it's going to be believable if you don't kick out. So you have to basically realize that times have changed, time is different, but at the same token, go with the flow. So if people are kicking out, let them kick out.
Yeah, just come up with it to be a good way and not just frivolous.
Doing it, yeah, make it mean sense. Make the story behind it mean everything. And don't just do it just to do it.
Yeah. I mean, you can't get better than that. I'll shake your hand one more time. Devon, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Literally a legend. This is cool for me. Like the video, share the video, subscribe. I'll see you soon.
Testify.
Oh, man.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.